每一周呢都会在一起祷告。
And also that just to pray for Pastor Kim and I, that he and his wife and I will be going down to North Carolina, not this week, but the following week, to do an assessment.
就是请为我跟金牧师祷告，因为我们下周呢会去 北卡，然后在那里会有一些测试。
We'll be going down and also pray for us that this Tuesday we're going to go online to have kind of a preview and kind of get familiar with what the assessment, the upcoming assessment will be all about.
那我们这个下面这个周二呢，那我们会有一个在网上的一个课程，那就是让我们提前能够对这个测试有一些了解。
The other pastor will be the basically the lead pastor. So I guess the relieving thing for me is I didn't have to fill out any other forms to do this.
那另外一位牧师呢，他会是就是我们主任牧师。那他对我来说呢，我最大的就是不用填那些表了。
So we really ask you to pray for us. Because we're still meeting, actually we're meeting every week to pray about this, but we certainly are trying to get a few more people to be part of our core.
就是请大家继续为我们祷告。所以我们呢，目前所在的状态就是说，每一周我们会有一次聚在一起的祷告会。我们也希望呢，有更多的同工能够加入，成为我们这一个就是核心集团，来发展这教会。
I want to just share with you that one of my favorite movies this year is something movie that you might have heard of.
就是我想跟大家分享一下我今年最喜欢的一部电影，可能你们也有些人也听说了。
And my wife, Kathy, will probably know what this is.
我想我太太 Kathy 应该已经知道是哪一部电影。
It was a movie that came out not too long ago that I can kind of relate to, maybe not the title, but I think I could see some things in terms of my own experience.
就是前段时间刚上映的一部片子，这个片子的名字呢，我觉得跟我也还挺贴切的。Maybe
you've heard this movie. It's called Crazy Rich Asians.
也许你们听说过这部影片，就是那个疯狂的亚裔。
One time I mentioned that, and the whole congregation like raised their hands that they've seen this movie.
就是说，那个我提起来这个时候，整个大家可能都要举手了，可能都看过这部电影。
Now, I cannot relate to the title, but I can relate to the crazy poor Asians.
这个疯狂的穷亚裔呢，是有身份的认同。
We've actually seen it twice already.
我那个电影看了两遍。
And we even got so excited that I got my wife a birthday gift. I got her the whole set of books, the novels from that movie.
然后我觉得特别激动的，所以我给我太太的生日礼物呢，就买了这整个的这一套书送给她。
It was kind of funny because her nephew, Nathan, stayed with us for a few days. He went back to school at Cornell. But he decided to read one of the books in that series.
就是很有趣的是，就是他的侄儿就是在回康奈尔之前，在我家住，在这个过程中呢，他也看了其中的一部。
And occasionally he would give us updates, like, do you know what happened here? You know, that the... That they were getting engaged, or the mother doesn't like the daughter kind of thing, you know, that kind of thing. It's all like almost like a Chinese soap opera. He
sometimes would give us some updates, like, "Wow, I've already seen that they've been engaged. Oh, it seems that the northern mother doesn't like this girl." 然后就是整个这个书就有点像这个中国的肥皂剧。
But this movie deals a lot with Asian family life.
就是这部电影呢，跟这个亚裔的这个生活呢，有很多的，就是有很多把这小事情有扣子。
Now, I don't want to ruin the movie for you.
我不想，就是提前告诉你们一些细节，免得你们看的时候失去了这个，惊喜。
But I remember one scene vividly.
但是呢，有，这电影的有一幕呢，对我来说特别的印象深刻。
Now, one of the character who is the mother of this daughter, or the mother of the son that wants to marry this girl.
就是这一幕呢，就是说，这个想要跟这个女孩子结婚的这个男方的母亲。
The mother's name was Eleanor Young.
就是这个，她的名字叫 Eleanor Young.
And this girl that is dating her son, Nick, her name is Rachel Chu.
就是跟这个 Nick 谈恋爱的女孩子呢，她名字叫 Rachel Chu。
And Rachel meets the mother, she's in Singapore, and the Young family is loaded. They are the crazy rich Asians, I think, of this movie.
这女孩子呢就去新加坡去见这个男方的这个男方的家庭。那男方家呢是在新加坡非常富有的。
And Rachel meets the mother, Eleanor, and Eleanor asks her, well, what do you do for a living?
那然后这个 Rachel 就见了这个 Eleanor, 见她的时候呢 ,Eleanor 就问她说哦你做什么工作呢
?She says basically that I have a PhD at NYU in economics.
她说哦我是在 NYU 呢的一个博士。
And you know, that sounds impressive. That sounds impressive.
听上去还蛮让人印象深刻的。
But Eleanor was not exactly that impressed.
然而 Eleanor 却不是觉得有什么大不了的。
And I think what I'm getting at is that we can say that we have a lot of things we can offer God, for example.
就像我就想到，就像我们可能觉得我自己有很多东西可以献给神。
You can be a good person.
你可以是一个好人。
Be a really super good person.
或者是特别特别好的人。
But when you think in terms of presenting this before God, God is not going to be all that impressed.
那你想象一下，当你把这个给神的时候，可能神没有觉得有什么大不了的。
God is only impressed in a sense that you have put your faith not in your own works or deeds, but in trusting in Him and what He has done.
因为神认为重要的呢，就不是你自己靠你有什么东西，你自己能做什么，而是说你的把信心放在神里面。
Realize that it is all about that, and we talk about this idea of the church.
就是我们就是有时候就是谈到这个所谓教会观念。
The church is more than just a gathering of people in this room, for example.
就是说教会并不是一群人，比如说在这个屋子里我们聚集在一起。
But the idea of the church is the idea that God has called out a group of people that who have put their faith.In what Jesus Christ has done for them, that He died on the cross for our and their sin.
那教会呢？是这些我们都有这样的信，这样的一群人被呼召，我们都相信耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And the idea is that the church, that what we call the body of Christ, belongs to Jesus, doesn't it? Because He's bought us, He's redeemed us.He's bought us from sin, from death, from Satan, from hell, and He saved us unto Himself so we might have eternal life, heaven, and a relationship with Him.
所以我们说呢，教会是就是是属耶稣基督的，因为呢，我们是基就是基督的身体，因为是基督耶稣呢买了我们，他为我们的罪死在十字架上呢。为我们的罪还了罪债，使我们可以与神和好，我们可以有天堂，我们可以跟与神有份。
I'll be preaching a series of 7 messages.
那我会下面呢有一个系列的讲道呢有七个信息。
They will come from the book of Revelation that deal with the 7 churches of Asia Minor.
那这个。是基于启示录的讲的，就是七个小亚细亚的教会。
And I think you need to think about, what does Christ think about this church?
那我想给大家问的就是说，哎，那基督对你的这个教会的看法是什么？
And maybe more specifically, what does Christ think of you?
或者更具体的就是说，基督对你的看法是什么？
The book of Revelation is a pretty interesting book, isn't it? Have you ever read it?
如果启示录的话，启示录是不是一个非常有趣的一卷书？
It's a deep book, it's sometimes very hard to understand.
是一个比较深的一卷书，有时候也比较难懂。
But if you want to summarize the book of Revelation, it's this.
如果你要想给这个启示录做一个总结的话呢，那就是这个。
It is that Jesus Christ is proclaimed as the sacrificial lamb who is the victorious Lord.
那这个启示录讲的就是说耶稣基督他是这个被献祭的羔羊。
I've already mentioned that Jesus Christ was the one that sacrificed himself on the cross. He's that lamb that literally had to go to the cross to die for us. But you know that it didn't end there, that he rose from the dead. He rose victoriously, right?
他最后是得胜的，就是复活。
And when he came to this planet the first time around, he was savior.
那我当耶稣第一次来到这个世上的时候呢，他是救主。
But we also believe that Jesus will come back a second time, and he will come back not as savior, but will come back as judge.
那我们要知道耶稣还会再来，他第二次来的时候就不是救主的。而是以一个审判者的姿态。
I appreciate some of the songs that were sung earlier.
我很觉得我们前面唱的诗歌非常好。
Because I think a common theme of those songs was that Jesus is Lord. And that's the idea that he is Lord, certainly he's Lord of the universe and all that, but he wants to be Lord of your personal life.
就是我们诗歌的主题呢，就是耶稣基督是主。就耶稣基督不仅是这个掌管宇宙万物的主，耶稣基督是你个人的主。
The book of Revelation centers on one person, Jesus.
就是启示录呢，它的中心只有一个人，就是耶稣基督。
Now let's look at some ideas or facts about Revelation, the book of Revelation.
那我们来看一看耶稣，就是启示录的一些这个背景。
It's the last book in the New Testament.
它是新约的最后一卷书。
And I think the culmination of history, the culmination of God's plan is here in Revelation.
所以我认为就是这个神的计划以及这个所有的神在人这个人类的历史在这里来做一个这个结合在一起。
Now the book of Revelation identifies itself as It's both a, not just a revelation, but as what they call apocalypse.
就是说启示录呢不仅就是启示而且也是讲到这个讲未来也讲过去的启示。
Now the word apocalypse is derived from the Greek word meaning revelation, disclosure, unveiling.
就是这个 apocalypse 这个词呢是希腊词，它的意思就是说，它不仅是启示，它也讲这个透露、泄露或者指示的意思。
It's a disclosure of heavenly, unseen heavenly, or future realities.
就是它是对这个我们还没有见到的属天的或未来的这个现实的一些透露。
Now this is written by the Apostle John.
那这一卷书呢是约翰使徒约翰写的。
Now remember, he was the last surviving apostle.
那你要知道他是就是当时活着的使徒的最后一个最后才死的。
And just like other people before him, that other believers, that he has gone through a persecution and he was, as a result of persecution, that the Romans sent him, exiled him on an island of Patmos. Now Patmos is a small island that's like 40 miles away from the nearest shore, that's like west of Turkey.
就是这个约翰使徒呢也跟其他的使徒一样也经历过很多的迫害那后来呢他就被这个放逐到 这个帕特摩斯的一个小岛上。这个小岛呢是在土耳其西边400里的一个小岛。
Now what do we know about John?
那我们对约翰有哪些认识呢？
He was certainly a redeemed man. He was the one who knew Jesus and had a relationship with him through faith.
他是当然，他是一位得救的人，他是一位与耶稣基督有亲密关系的人。
But that faith endured. It lasted throughout his life until the end of his life.
那他跟这个基督的关系呢，就是一直到他生命的终结。
Now he's about 90 years old this time.
那他写这本书的时候呢，差不多已经有90岁了。
And but he's in the midst of persecution. He's not just exiled, but probably doing hard labor, even on that island. I don't know how he could do hard labor at 90 years old, but that's what they had him do.
因为你想，就是他当时已经90岁了，他在那个不仅是被放逐在那个岛上，也可以想象他可能还在那个岛上在做苦工，在这么大的年纪。
As I mentioned, he's the last surviving apostle. He's the all the other apostles have died.
而在那个时候，因为他是最后一位还活着的使徒，所以当时所有的其他使徒都已经死了。
Many of them through persecution.
那大很多的使徒都是被迫害致死。
And during the time of John and during the book of Revelation, we see that believers were being hunted down and killed.
那就是在他写启示录这段时间呢，很多的信徒都在被追杀，被迫害。
And worst of all, the church was defecting from the truth, abandoning the faithful teaching that John and the other apostles had delivered to them.
而且更差的是，当时很多的教会已经开始放弃，约翰以及其他使徒对他们的这个正宗的教义的教导。
It's a bleak time in the life of the church.
所以就是对在这个教会的这个发展史上也是一个很低谷的时候。
That likely made John's vision all the more stunning.
所以呢，那当时的这个背景呢，让这个约翰的这个意象就更加的这个触目惊心。
I mentioned about these 7 churches of Asia Minor that we'll be looking at.
那我提到了，就是我们要看的，就是亚细亚的7个教会。
Did you notice that Revelation has different series it covers? It covers these 7 churches, then there's the 7 seals of judgment, 7 trumpets of judgment, 7 bowls of judgment.
你知不知道，就是说启示录其实是也是讲到像系列一样，它像讲到7个教会，7个印。然后7号，然后还有7碗。
If you were to look at earlier in chapter 1, verse 11, you see that the order in which the churches are listed traces the route along which maybe some courier from Patmos would have been able to carry some sort of messages or scrolls to these churches. You could kind of like follow this route.
所以如果看那个第一章11节呢，他提到这7个教会的时候，就像一个展开的书卷一样，这样展过去，把这个神的话语就传到这7个教会。
Why did Jesus pick these 7 specific churches? Now these are actual churches.
为什么耶稣选了7个实际上存在的教会呢？
Well, if you're familiar with the scripture, the number 7 symbolizes completeness.
因为这个七这个数字呢，代表一个完全。
So while these specific churches will receive specific messages from God through those couriers or that kind of thing, that His words are nonetheless valid for the entire church. What today's message and the following messages should do is relate to our lives because it applies to the church.
当这个信使带的这个书卷来到这7个具体的教会的时候呢，其实是代表着就是所有的教会，就是神的话语要传递给所有的教会。
In other words, the vision that John received from God, they these churches stand as distinct churches, but they symbolize the church throughout its history and all its variations.
所以这个约翰当时在异象里面看到的这具体的7个教会呢，就代表了当时所有的教会，以及在历史的长河中，一直到现在所有的这些教会。
Notice the first church that we're going to be looking at, the church in Ephesus.
那要记住我们就是说看我们注意到哈我们看到了教会的第一个就是以弗所教会。
Actually, before I do, there's something I should mention is in chapter 1 that it kind of gives you a brief preview.
那我还想提一点就是说其实第一章呢就是是一个像一个前言一样的。
That John talks about, well, or Jesus talks about these, the mystery of the seven stars that that are held in God's hand.
就是说这个，是约翰通过这个，基督向他显现，看到这个手里拿的这个七星。
You see this in verse 20.
你在这个可以看到第二十节里看到。
You also notice that they talk about the seven spirits, the seven eyes, the seven lampstands.
然后他提到七灵然后七眼七个灯台。
First of all, who are these seven spirits?
那首先谁是这个七灵呢?
Actually, the seven spirits symbolize the Holy Spirit.
其实七灵就是代表圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit, keep in mind,The Holy Spirit is God. He symbolizes perfection.
就是你要知道哈，圣灵就代表神，它代表着完，就是完美。
He's further described, the Holy Spirit is further described in chapter 4, verse 5, the seven torches of fire. And certainly that's one of the kind of like what the Holy Spirit does is to light a fire in our lives.
就是继续提到的这个七灵呢，是在四章五节讲到了七盏火灯。这个圣灵呢，就像火一样点亮我们的生命。
In chapter 5, verse 6, you see this phrase, seven eyes. That symbolizes God's omnipresence, omniscience. That he knows what's going on. He's not just going on, he knows what's going on around us. He knows what's in your own heart.
就是说，后面在五章六节又提到七眼，七眼就讲到神的无所不在、无所不知，并不是说神就仅仅看到所存在的这些东西，而且神能够看见你的内心以及你心灵中所发生的一切事情。
Now, in chapter 1, verse 20, there's this phrase, the seven stars, as I mentioned.
然后一章二十节也提到了我刚才说的这个七星。
Now, it could be angels, that's what some people speculate, of the seven churches.
有人说可能是天使来看这个七个教会的，来看这七个教会的天使。
Now, the Greek word here used is angeloi, which is where you could get the word angel from.
那因为那个希腊文这个星呢，这 angelo, 这就是为什么人们就是
However, elsewhere in Scripture, particularly you look at Hebrews 1:14, that angels are described as ministering servants, not leaders.
但是我们在希伯来书没有看到，就是说天使呢并不是领导者，而是神所创造的属灵的仆人仆役。
Therefore, Scripture does not give angels authority over the church.
所以其实圣经里并没有给天使对教会有主权。
Now John's explanation in verse 20 of chapter 1 makes much simpler and clearer sense if you read the word angeloi as messengers.
那然后就是再是我们看到就是一章二十节呢，约翰在这里讲的，就是其实是这个 angelo 呢是讲一个送信的人。
So in that sense, then, John is most likely referring to pastors or leaders from each of the seven churches that are given this message.
那所以有可能在这里我认为就是说约翰在这里讲的是其实是七个教会他们接受这个神的书卷的信息的这些教会的领导人长老。
So it's entirely possible that John was able to receive visitors, even though he was exiled on this island, and that these men would carry God's word back to their churches.
就像比如说，虽然当时约翰他是在这个帕提莫斯岛上，他人是离不开，但是这些教会的领导人们，他们可以接到这个信息，然后呢，这个信息可以带回教会。
So we know somebody must have performed that function. How else would you be reading Revelation today if it wasn't somehow passed on to us?
所以你想，因为这个约翰他当时是在岛上的，他不能离开岛。那这些其他的人可能是可以来见他的，因为如果没有人能来见他的话，那这启示录怎么我们现在可以读到？
Then you come to the final phrase here, the seven lampstands. What are those?
然后呢，又到这个最后讲到这个七个灯台。
Those are the seven churches.
那就是七个教会。
Notice that they're described later as they're made of gold.
你记得后来就是有描述这个七个灯台呢是用金子做的。
Therefore, the church, I believe, is precious to God.
所以我认为。教会对神来说是非常宝贵的。
There's nothing more valuable on earth, and nothing that was bought at so high a price.
就是说，当时认为，就是说，金子是这个世上可以能买到的最贵重的东西。
Acts 20 verse 28 says that the church was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
因为在后面有圣经中提到，教会是用这个宝。耶稣基督的宝血买赎回来的。
You start to see the significance, the importance, almost how endearing the church, the body of Christians and believers, is to God Himself.
所以通过这个描述，你可以看到，就是作为教会，我们基督徒在神的眼中是多么的宝贵。
Now the word lampstand, by the way, is the idea that in those times they had like maybe candles or some sort of light source.But it was, of course, that if it wasn't high enough, it would not be able to spread its light.
因为就是当时的文化，就是为什么用灯台？因为那时候可能用蜡烛或者油灯，你如果不把它点的支的用灯台支高一点呢，它这个就没办法照到更远的距离。
In other words, that light source, in order to be effective, has to be raised high enough.To be able to be seen. And this, doesn't that support the idea in Matthew that you and I are to be the light of the world? In chapters 2 and 3, where it covers the seven churches, that it consists of seven letters, or called royal edicts.
对，然后这个接下来的章节里面就讲到这个七个灯台呢，然后他们就是有七封这个很贵重的这个神圣的书信。
Now each of these follows a pattern.
而且这个每一封信呢都有一个格式。
The royal author describes himself in terms from chapter 1. The words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand who walks among the seven golden lampstands.
就是这个主就是写这个来送这个书信的神就是主宰。那他在第一章中就写，就说他的手中呢拿着这个右手拿着七星，然后他走在这个七个金灯台里面。
Now think about this. If Jesus is holding seven stars in his hand.And the stars symbolize pastors and leaders. That means that pastors and leaders are securely in God's hand.
所以你想一下，就是说这个神呢，就是这个耶稣基督的手中拿着这个有七星的七个灯台的，所以就是说这个教会的牧师长老们就是。在耶稣的手中是非常安全的。
It supports the belief that if you have become a Christian, that nobody can snatch you out of God's hand. You are so secure in God's hand. Is that comforting to know that?
那也代表就是说，作为基督徒，你在神的手中，在耶稣的手中非常的安全。没有人可以把你从耶稣手中夺去。
Now he uses the word I know.K-N-O-W.
然后他还用了我知道这个词。
This introduces the diagnosis of Christ of that church's condition, both positive, except for in the situations of Sardis and Laodicea, those churches, but also negative, except for Smyrna and Philadelphia. So it's positive and negative diagnosis.
他用就是我知道这样的那来表示，就是这个耶稣基督是知道这个教会的现状，不仅的他知道他的好的地方，也知道他坏的地方。那在好的里面呢，他又指出来就是这个撒迪和老底嘉教会的不好，然后在负面的时候呢，又看到了士米拿以及贝加提菲教会的好。
What flows from the diagnosis is certainly comfort and commands.
就是说这个神对教会的这个诊断呢，既是可以让我们有得到一些安慰，那给我们也有指令。
Now I just saw my doctor not too long ago.
我刚看了我的医生。
And he told me that as a result of his analyzing and looking at me and my body and all that, that he wanted to prescribe or to tell me certain things I needed to do to better take care of myself. Doesn't that your doctor does that for you?
所以我看我医生用呢，医生看了我的情况以后，就给我一些指令，也给我一些东西，让我去做，来能够更好的照顾我的身体。And all
the churches, all seven churches are commanded to hear and heed all those letters. Not just one letter that was given to them, but as they probably were circulating these letters, they probably read the other letters, and they could, you know, like that church over there, we need to heed what Christ was telling them, just as it was for us.
那就当这个七个教会读，都要读，所有的这教会都要读，并且要注意，所有的这些信件。
And at the end of each letter, I guess, you would see that a blessing is promised to the one who conquers.
然后每一封信到最后都有，就是说这个得胜的就有祝福。
And this foreshadows what will happen in chapters 21 and 22 of Revelation, that Christ will consummate, will finish off his victory.
所以这个呢，也是后面21章、22章所讲到的这个意象的一个预兆，因为最后这个基督会这个得胜，会来。
When Christ died on the cross, he rose from the dead. That was a really kind of like a down payment on the victory that he will ultimately have. And when this time comes, you see at the end of Revelation that he will, everything will come full circle and everything will be redeemed. Everything will be changed according to what God wants.
就像耶稣基督死在十字架上是一个就是首富，然后最后到最后的结束，耶稣基督要以这个得胜的形式又回来。
Let's go into what the letter says.
那我们继续要看一下这个信里都写了些什么。
You see in your bulletin the outline.
你看到就是我们手上这个单章里面有一些。
You see in verses 2 and 3, Jesus commends here.
那就是你看到第二到第三节呢，讲到耶稣奖励嘉奖。
In verse 2 he says, Jesus says to the church in Ephesus, I know your works. I know you've done good works.
因为他在这个就是第二章第二节这里面讲到，他对于说以弗所教会，我们知道你的好行为。
Very righteous works.
而且就是说你们这个行为非常的好。He
talks about that you labor, that you work hard.
然后也谈论到他们的劳碌，他们非常的辛苦工作。
To make this church go.
他们非常辛苦的让这个辛苦的工作让教会继续的发展。
The Ephesian church is commended for its intolerance of evil.
而且这个以弗所教会他也被表彰说他就是说不能够不容忍恶人。This
church will not tolerate evil, bad teaching, false teaching. That's great.
就是教会很好，他也不去听从这种。 假的不正道，不正的这个教导。They're
commended for their doctrinal vigilance and endurance, which basically means that they were doctrinally pure. They had their doctrines together, and they also persevered.
就是对他们的赞扬嘉奖，有时候他们在教义方面的这个警觉以及他们的忍耐力，就是说他们的教义呢是非常的纯正，而且他们能够持之以恒的坚持。
So what's the problem?
那问题在哪儿呢？
Do you see in verse 4?
你没有看到第四节？
I'll read it for you. But I have this against you. This is pretty serious. That you have abandoned the love you had at first. What does that mean?
就是第四节说，然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。那这个起初的爱心是什么意思呢？这就是挺严重的一个警告。
Christ is giving a condemnation of the fact that the Ephesian church has lost their first love.
就是这个基督呢对以弗所教会的这个警告批评呢，就是说他们失去了他们起初的爱心。
Not just their love for God. That's certainly ultimately that's important.
就是不仅是他们对神的爱，当然这个是很重要的。
But they even have lost their love for each other.
但他们也失去了彼此的相爱。
Doesn't the Bible say that if you love God, you should be loving each other?
因为圣经告诉我们，就是你如果爱神，我们就会彼此相爱。
Those two are intertwined. You can't separate them.
所以这个爱神与爱人呢是互相交织的，你是没有办法把这个分开的。
Do you remember when you first became a Christian?
你还记得你刚刚成为基督徒的时候？
It might be a long time ago, like in my case, like ages ago, like BC, you know, long time ago. But I still remember that, I think.
就是说，可能是很久很久以前，对我来说是上世纪的事了。所以就是可能是很久很久以前。
Do you remember how excited you were?
你记得不记得你当时是多么的激动？
How gung-ho you were about the Christian faith and this is new and it's coming to Jesus is coming to your life and you're so excited. Maybe even got to the point that you wanted to tell people about what's happened in your life.
当就是你觉得耶稣基督进入你的生命，你非常的激动啊，你想要就是告诉别人。
The problem is with the passing of time, we start to lose.feel like we're losing our first love.
就是的问题就是随着时间的流逝呢，我们觉得这种就是起初的爱呢就慢慢的就消失了。
It almost gets to the point that loving Jesus Christ, that experience is sort of in the rearview mirror.
好像就是常常就觉得这个这个基督的爱就像就是这个在反看在就像在反光镜里一样。
This is serious.
这是非常严重的一件事情。
We have all, in a sense, have lost that first love, haven't we, in our lives? Because the longer, with passing of time, that you become a Christian, maybe, if you haven't been able to sustain it, that it kind of it doesn't feel like it was when you first became a Christian.
所以就是说，这个对我们来说都好像是每个人都发生，就是你这个随着时间的流逝，你这个起初的爱好像就是很远了。
You might have had the feeling like a famous philosopher by the name of Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown once said, I love mankind. It's people I can't stand. Because we can say we love God, but we have problems with people in our lives, other Christians, just people in general in our lives. And you know what? We are called to love them.
就是你可能说呀，我爱神，但是我真的是爱我这个生命中的人是挺困难的。但你要知道，你是被呼召要爱你周遭的人。
We are to love them, but I think the idea that I'm getting at, we ought to be on fire for God each and every day. That how we live our lives, Christian lives today, is a reflection, or even more so.Than how we when we first became Christians. Does that make sense to you? That we've grown in our love for Him. See, the Ephesian church could be commended for a lot of things, but they meant nothing. All these good works they did if they didn't love God and didn't love each other.
所以就以弗所教会他又嘉奖了表扬了他很多事情，但是因为这个如果失去了这个爱呢，那所有做的这些事情就都没有意义了。
You can be very religious, but what does it matter to God if you don't love Him and you don't love other brothers and sisters?
你可以在这个就是非常的有宗教的模式，但是如果你不爱神，也不爱弟兄姊妹，那对神来说就不重要。
And it's sad that if you ever studied the book of Ephesians, there are a lot of one another's in that book.
如果你学了那个以弗所书，你记不记得这里面就是彼此彼此有很多就是提到过很多次这个词。
Love one another, build up one another, forgive one another, esteem one another, to hold each other in honor. Paul had that writing, but they were so negligent over the years on this.
就是以弗所书保罗多次提到要彼此相爱，彼此扶持，彼此建造啊，就是讲到很多很多彼此，但是通过
Have you heard that old saying that if you are looking for the perfect church, once you set your foot in the door, it ain't perfect anymore?
你记得不记得就是说有这么一句话，就是说你在寻找一个完美的教会，你知道不知道当你脚一迈进，这个教会就已经不完美了。
That should tell us that the church is made of imperfect people like you and I. We've got to grudgingly admit that we are not perfect, but God's grace brings us together.
就是你要认识到哈，就是说我们人都是不完全的，然而只有在耶稣基督里，神使我们完全。
See, that's where it leads us to Christ's command here in verses 5 and to verse 5.
那所以就是接着下来就是神给我们基督给我们的命令，在第五节。
Three words.
一共是三个词。
Christ's command can be summarized in remember, repent, return.
三个词，一就是回想、悔改，然后悔改。
Remember what you were like before.
就是你要想回想你是从哪里。
Now, there are some people, I heard this on the news or on one of those programs, TV programs, there's a movement today to somehow to kind of recapture your youth.
就我在电视上看到这么个节目，就是说让你可以重新得到你当时的年轻的情形。
People get plastic surgeries, they get Botox, you know, that kind of thing.
对，就是人们会打那个打针
liposuction, you know, the reduction of the fat.
或者是用什么吸脂。
We have a yearning to kind of go back to a time where for many of us, it's actually pretty hard to get back there.
就是说人都有一个渴望，就是重新回到这个年轻的时候，然而对我们来说，重新回到那个时候是非常难的。
But with God's grace, we can go back and go regain, recover our first love for Him.
然而在神的帮助下呢，我们可以重新回到从前，重新得到这个起初的爱。
That may require that we have a sense that we want to have God renew us.
所以这个就是神能使我们更新。
God revive us.
神使我们能够重新活过来。
But in order to do that, after you do remember, is repent.
就是说你在我们这个回想了之后呢，就要悔改。
Even says here in verse 5, repent, turn away from what you are headed toward, all the stuff that you're doing now, instead to go back to what God wants you to be.
所以你要悔改，停止你现在做的事情，而且要去做神要你做的事情。
Simply that repentance is you're going 180, you're going in one direction, God wants you to go in the opposite direction. That's 180 degrees.
所以就像你走一个方向，神要让你完全180度的转弯。
Notice also he says, return to what you originally were and did.
然后他又说你要行起初所行的事。
So he says, do the works you did at first. But he says, in a sense, doing the good works, but with this idea that you are not to please yourself, you are here to please God because you love Him, and that's why you do the worst. That's the only reason you do good works. It's because you love God and you love your brothers and sisters.
所以你要就是行起初所行的事，但是做的时候不是想的是为了自己或者自己想做，而是以因着对神的爱，因着神要你们爱弟兄姊妹，神要彼此相爱，要带着这种心来做起初的那些事情。
Have you ever seen in many, and I've seen in many churches, people do a lot of things in the church, good things, but they seem so empty in terms of why they do it. They just kind of go through the motions.
你有没有这样经历？就是很多的教会他做很多的事情。然而呢，他就是你觉得里面是空的，然后就是说只是一些就是动作要做的这些一二三四的事情。
Finally, you see the consequences, Christ's consequences that he mentions here.
然后你接下来就会看到，基督提到的这个后果。
And you know, when I read this, I thought, man, this is serious.
那我读了以后就哇，这个太严重了吧。
The first is negative.
那就是第一个就是负面的。
The penalty of disobedience is removing your lampstand from its place.
因为对他们这个的惩罚呢，就是要把他的灯台挪去。
Now I don't believe this is losing your salvation, anything like that.
就是说，我不认为把这灯台挪去是失去了救恩。
But it's the idea that these Ephesians would lose their status as really God's people, God's chosen ones. And they would really kind of lose their significance and meaning because they were like, they're not even an instrument of God's.
就因为这个就是我认为他就是失去了这个作为神使用他们作为一个被神使用的使用的东西的意义。
In other words, you're not going to be an effective light. You're not going to be something that's been an effective witness.
因为你就不是一个有效的灯台，你就不是一个有效的这个见证人。
Isn't that what it's all about? As a Christian, we're not just to live our lives for ourselves, but we are to live lives in such a way that we're not here to receive, but we're to give.
你要知道，就是作为基督徒，我们不是为我们自己生活。我们想要怎样，而是说在作为一个给予者。
And one of my life's beliefs is that until God calls me home, I will continue to give.
就是我认为的一个事情，就是说在神在召我回天家之前呢，我会不停的给。
I will continue to try to serve people, to serve others, because God's love compels me to.
就是我会不停的去服侍他人，因为神的爱激励我这么去做。
And the idea here is that it is serious, and we need to take this seriously.
因为这个后果非常严重，那我们也要很严肃地对待它。
Now, notice there's a brief commendation here that the believers in Christ, and the believers in Ephesus, hated what Christ hates, this cult or sect group called the Nicolaitans.
因为他这边也讲到，就是说这个以弗所教会的人呢，他们恨神所恨恶的，这就是恨恶的尼格拉一党人。
There's not a lot known about this group.
就是说，我们对这个一党的人知道的并不是很多。
But what is known about this group is that they basically have this basic belief that there are no boundaries, that you can just do anything you want, even to the point that leads to sexual immorality.
就是我们所知道的尼格拉他们的教导呢，就是他是一个就是邪教的。他认为就是说你做什么都可以，没有这个限制，甚至在这个道德上的不合道德的这个性关系都是可以。
And certainly Christ hates the false teachings and just as the Ephesians did.
基督当然是恨恶这个就是错误的教导，就是那以弗所人也是跟基督是一样的恨恶错误的教导。
But notice the positive consequence.
那你要知道这个也有这个正面的这个结果。
He says here that I will grant you to the one who conquers.
他就说那个得胜的我会要给他有赐。
I will grant to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. Basically, it's that idea that you can experience His life in you. It's the idea of coming full circle that just as Adam and Eve ate the tree of life, that we can eat of the tree of life.
他说得胜的呢，我必将乐园中生命树的果子赐给他。你就知道，就是当时这个亚当夏娃他们就没有办法再吃生命树的果子了。那我们现在就可以，如果得胜的话，就可以经历你跟神在一起，可以重新去吃生命树的果子。
Every Christian, every believer will find their name in God's book of life.
所以就每个基督徒都会在神的生命册里看到他们的名字。
You know, it's going to be really sad if you got up there before God and you said, I can't find your name in the book of life.
你想如果比如说你到那儿来然后看那卷生命书上面没有你的名字，那是多么难过的一件事。
But that's the wonderful future that awaits in heaven, this paradise of God.
要知道就是在天堂呢有这个很美好的这个乐园这里等着你。
Because you are faithful, particularly in Matthew 22, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself.
就像马太福音二十二章提到，就是说，你要尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神，然后就是说，爱人如己。
Question to ask you.
那我要问你一个问题。
What is the mark of a Christian?
就是说，基督徒的特征是什么？
What distinguishes a Christian from anybody else who's not a Christian?
就是说，作为基督徒，你跟其他这些非基督徒的不同在哪里？
Simply one word.
其实就只有一个词。
Love.
就是爱。
Loving God, and through that, loving one another.
爱神，通过爱神来爱人。
That will change the world.
这个就会改变世界。
That will change your families, your communities, your schools.Your workplace.
会改变你的家，改变你的这个社区，改变你的工作场所，改变你的学校。
If you seek to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love even the person next to you in the next cubicle that you might be tempted just can't stand.
就是如果你爱神，你就会可能就是你对神的爱会发展延伸到你这个旁边你没办法就忍耐的这个。
I present today's message because if you look at the book of the rest of Revelation, it talks about the greatness of Jesus Christ. And he wants to see his greatness, his heart and character seen in the churches. But these churches are imperfect. But he wants to see that so that Christ will be truly Lord.
就是说启示录呢整个就是讲这个基督的完美。那基督想在我们这些不完美的人身上，因为因着基督的同在，我们能够耶稣基督能够看到我们将神的这个美好展现出来。
Do all you can to make your church loving, pure. Jesus wants a pure church.
你要尽全力让你的这个教会是一个充满爱的教会，是一个这个圣洁。这个纯净的教会，神是喜爱纯净的。
After all, he's the Lord of his church.
要知道，就是说，最终这个教会的主呢是基督。
It's not my church. It's not Pastor Lee's church. It's not anybody's church except Jesus.
既不是我的教会，也不是李牧师的教会或者其他人的教会，这个教会就是基督的教会。
Someday there will be a time when.Jesus will meet his bride, the church.
有一天呢，基督会接他的新娘，那就是教会。
He loves his church, he died for his church, and he wants to see that church be pure and righteous and loving and holy. All that is, that he wants his bride, his marriage, that will take place in heaven someday. He wants it to be like that.
他就是有一天会接他的新娘，就是教会。那他希望这个教会呢，是用他的生命、他的宝血所满赎的。那他希望这个教会呢，是这个纯正的、纯洁的，是充满爱的，是就是有各样就是美好的。这有一天，这个婚礼呢，是会在天堂举行的。
I'm excited about your church that you will eventually move into a new building.
就是为你们教会，我觉得非常的激动，因为很快你们就要搬到这个新的这个堂殿了。
But why wait till the church moves your church moves into that building before you become truly Christ's church?
就是说你们不用等到就是非要搬到那个教会新址以后才是基督的教会，就是你们不用等到那个时候。
To the point that you love each other, love God so much that this church is busting at the seams, that people cannot help but come, and you would see maybe all these chairs be filled, and probably have to get more chairs to accommodate all these people who want to know about this love of God.
愿我们这个教会呢，就是充满了爱，就爱能够满溢出来，能够吸引更多的人来到这里，把所有的这个椅子都填满，甚至还要用更多的加更多的新椅子。
Let's close the word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we recognize that maybe we once loved you with that kind of deep love, intimate love that when we first started off as Christians.
亲爱的天父，我们可能就是回想到我们刚开始的时候，曾经被这个对你的爱和满满的充满。
Help us to remember that, but also to repent for if we have gone off and do our own thing or wandered away from that.
帮助我们回想当时的情景，也真是赦免我们，因着我们忙着做手中的事，可能忘记了当时的这种爱的感受。
Help us through your grace to return to our first love.
帮助我们在你的恩典中能够找回我们起初的爱。
And may our love grow for you with intensity that we understand and really live out the depth, the width, the height.The greatness of your love in and through us.
真是愿我们能够回想出当初的爱，并且能够在你的恩典中活出这个长阔你的爱的长阔高深。
So the world may know that you are Lord.
以致让这个世界能够知道你是主。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Let's sing it.
receive benediction. 是的，主，真是感谢主。你是全能的神，宇宙一切万物的主宰。我们在这里敬拜你，我们感谢赞美主。你不但拯救我们，你是我们的救主，你是我们生命的主，你是我们的王。我们再次谢谢主，借着你的话语，让我们再次知道神眷顾我们，也观看着我们，知道我们的光景，不但验察，而且你安慰鼓励与劝诫我们。 Dear Lord, thank you for your blessing to let us have this wonderful worship. As we take our worship, praise and prayer from this place and into our daily lives, may our lives be sustained through the love of our Heavenly Father. May we feel the presence of our Savior Jesus Christ walking with us and know the power of the Spirit in both our actions and our words. 愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你，愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你，愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。